Christmas contraband. All right, all right, all right. Yeah, Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. Hi, everybody. And we are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. when Steve Cochran and that gang come busting in. Hope everybody is well. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Anytime you want to call us or text us, please do. 312-981-7200. You can also check us out on Twitter, at Nick D Show. You can check us out on Facebook, which is actually the best way to stay connected, facebook.com/Nick D Show. You can like us there with well over 11,600 fans on our Facebook page. Also, check out our podcast, which is an incredibly popular way to listen to our show. We have a ton of people who listen via the podcast. It's very easy. It's simple. It's free. Subscribe to the podcast. You can go to iTunes.com. Subscribe to the Nick DiGiulio Show podcast. It will automatically be downloaded onto your device, and you can listen at your leisure, bro. Lots of people listen that way. Get all the podcasts at WGNradio.com. All right. Hey, coming up in just a little bit after 2:30 news, Tim McCormick is going to join us. He is the CEO of SOS Children's Villages of Illinois. It is this incredible foster care facility. Well, more than one facility, but it's this. It's a great place where they provide foster care for children who live with their brothers and sisters. It's so many great things going on. And we want to talk about this. You can check out sosillinois.org, and Tim McCormick is going to join us to talk about that. And then after 3 o'clock, Dina Kaye is going to join us. Dina Kaye is Danny Kaye's daughter, the great Danny Kaye. When I was a kid, man, I loved Danny Kaye. He was just hilarious. And he had a TV show that ran for 4 years, from 63 to 67. It won Emmys. And I don't remember it, really, because I was born in 65, which explains why I don't remember it. But it is now available. There's a package that they put together. It's a two-DVD set called Danny Kaye Legends, and you can check it out. It's all of these incredible highlights from the series with some unbelievable guest stars. You can check out DannyKaye.com. And Dina Kaye, who's the executive producer of Danny Kaye Legends DVD, is going to join us live after the 3 o'clock news. We are also going to talk about bad habits, like if you bite your nails or do other things. We've got some solutions for those bad habits, and we'll talk about weird habits that you might have and bad habits in general. It's the second day of December. It's very early in the month, which means we will talk about some weird holidays that you can celebrate in December. Aside from, you know, your little New Year's Eve and Christmas, there are some very strange, and Hanukkah, there are some very strange holidays, that offbeat holidays that you can celebrate as well. So that's all coming up right here on WGN. Let's say hello back after 26 months. Is that right? That's right, Dan, right?
Give or take a month.
Give or take a couple. Dan Shugrue, my great producer, is back. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much.
We missed you.
Thank you.
And you're here.
I'm back. Good to be back.
And thank you, man, for being here.
Thank you.
And I don't think people understand the work that Dan does, even when he's not here. He works on the show. And thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure.
You know, he gets days off. He takes days off. And then, like, he's still working on the show. Because he's the best producer in the world.
So. Radio never sleeps.
Never sleeps. That's correct, man. And neither do we. And back in the newsroom after a night off is Esmeralda Leon. Hello, Esmeralda.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, good. Welcome back.
Thank you.
On Whitesnake Wednesday. Yeah.
I couldn't miss it.
You can't miss Whitesnake Wednesday, man.
I was like, no. Only Tuesday am I taking off.
Yeah, but that's two for Tuesday.
I could miss that. Whitesnake Wednesday, though.
You can't miss Whitesnake Wednesday. It was funny, last night I had Dan Long was producing, and Roger Badish was in the newsroom. And Roger was beside himself yesterday morning, because we had a guest on who is the creator and the star of a web series called Star Trek Continues. And it's really a pretty remarkable series, a web series of, like, you know, fan fiction webisodes of Star Trek if it continued on their 5-year journey, because the show got canceled after 4 seasons. So they're like, well, my guest last night was like, well, I want to see what would have happened on that fifth year of the Star Trek Enterprise's, you know, adventures. So he's doing it, and it's remarkable. The production values, the acting, I was blown away by it. And Roger was, like, beside himself. So Esmeralda, I doubt that you would have brought a phaser in like Roger did.
No.
You wouldn't have brought a phaser in. No.
Although I will admit, I had a friend who loved Star Trek when I was little, and we would play Star Trek.
Now, what character did you play?
We always wanted, because I didn't really know it.
Yeah.
I just knew about Deanna Troi, but my friend always wanted to be Deanna Troi. So I think I just had to be a Star Trek person.
What is Deanna Troi?
She was, what did she do? She might have been a doctor.
She was like, yeah, Next Generation.
Oh, Next Generation.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I keep forgetting that you're
this is Next Generation.
Younger than I am.
I mean, I wasn't watching any of it. I had better things to do. Like ride my bike.
Uh-huh. I didn't watch it either when I was a kid, but when I was a kid, it was the regular Star Trek. It wasn't this new generation stuff or Next Generation. And now there's like 47 different spinoffs and stuff. You've got your Enterprise and the Next Generation and the Voyager, right? That's another one.
Yep.
What are some of the other ones, Dan? You're a Star Trek...
I am not actually a Star Trek
Wasn't
guy.
Bacula?
Bacula
in one
was
one?
In one, though.
Oh,
so I'm
man.
Sure that was fantastic.
I knew that Bacula was associated with one of those. I thought you'd have all that information.
Bacula starred in Enterprise.
He did.
Which would have been like the prequel to Star Trek. Would have been the first...
Before Kirk.
Yes.
And the crew.
According to Wikipedia, 150 years before Kirk.
Oh, ooh, ooh.
Set in the early 22nd century.
Wow. Now, was Bacula the Kirk? Was he the
Bacula
Kirk?
Bacula was the man.
Oh, man. Now, I can't believe you haven't watched every single episode repeatedly. Are you still watching him walk around New Orleans going, who got killed?
I'm a few weeks behind, but yes.
Oh, okay. How is it?
It's... fantastic because it's Bacula, but not really good because it's, you know.
So you were not here for the Monday morning movie reviews.
I was not.
There was a movie that I reviewed that we actually, all three of us reviewed, called Entertainment. And it stars the guy who plays the comedian Neil Hamburger. Are you familiar with Neil Hamburger?
I am not familiar with Neil Hamburger.
How is it that I'm delicious. The only person that's, yeah, he's a delicious Neil. Of all the Neils, he's the most delicious. Because there is no Neil steak. So we're going to have to. You know he has an assistant? You know what his assistant's name is?
What's that?
Neil Hamburger Helper. Wait a minute now. Hold on a minute.
All right.
That was good, huh?
Wake up to Mott, man.
You know what, man? Just came to me. Honest to God, I didn't write that joke.
I thought there was a light bulb that had just turned on, and I thought it was part of our new lighting.
Come on, man. No. Come on. I went to a Hamburger Helper joke. Come on, man.
Do you enjoy the Hamburger Helper?
I do.
I always felt sick after I ate it.
Well, I don't quite know what to say about that, but Hamburger Helper was a staple in my growing up, you know? Esmeralda, did you ever eat Hamburger Helper when you were growing up?
No. My mom cooked.
She avoided it like Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Jeez.
Star Trek and no Hamburger Helper for me.
Wow. Well, I enjoyed the Hamburger Helper. Sometimes you know.
Isn't it just spices?
Yeah, it's just a bunch of spices and some noodles. You warm up some ground beef, throw the stuff in there, stir it up, let it simmer for a while, cook the noodles, throw it in, spin it around, eat it. Nothing
wrong
with it.
Seems simple enough.
Very simple. Very simple. It's a helper. It helps your hamburger. Anyway, Neil Hamburger, how is it that, like, you know, like Eric and Colin, they saw the movie, but they were not familiar with Neil Hamburger. How am I the only person that's familiar with Neil Hamburger's work? It's very difficult to describe. Esmeralda, do you know who Neil Hamburger is?
I know of him.
Yeah.
But I've never seen his stuff.
I think he's funny. I think Neil Hamburger is very funny. He is this character that I can't remember the guy's real name, Turkington or something, like Greg Turkington, I believe is his name.
You are correct.
Wait, how did he not play do a playoff of that with Turkey?
Well, the actual origin of Neil Hamburger came from a crank call that he did. And he just out of his came out of his mouth. He like screamed Neil Hamburger, and then that was it. So that's where it came from. The character is kind of like, you know, do you remember the character that Andy Kaufman played Tony Clifton? Like the obnoxious nightclub lounge act guy that he played? It's kind of like that. And his delivery is very weird, and he's very nasally, and he's got a lot of phlegm in his throat, and he tells really weird jokes. I think he's very funny. Well, they took this character, Neil Hamburger. They don't call him Neil Hamburger in the credits. In the credits of the movie Entertainment, he's just known as the comedian. And Greg Turkington and this guy Rick Alverson put this movie together called Entertainment, which follows this guy on the road, this comedian on the road, doing these really horrible, life-sucking, soul-sucking gigs. And there is a reason why I brought this up, because you weren't here on Monday morning. We reviewed it, and it's not good. It's a really sort of pretentious movie. There are things in it that I like, and it tries to be really dark and surreal. The best description, Colin came up with the best description you could ever come up with. It's like if David Lynch made Road Hard.
Okay.
Adam Carolla movie about being on the road as a comedian. If David Lynch made that movie, that it would be Entertainment. The movie Entertainment. So it's not very good. But my point is, the reason I bring this up is because a cameo in the movie, who he shows up in like the last 10 minutes of the movie, doesn't have a line, but he shows up for a couple of scenes, Dean Stockwell.
Ah, Dean Stockwell.
See, there was a train of logic there.
Yeah, we were following.
Yeah.
There was stream of conscious.
In my weird head. So anyway, I did get to make a hamburger helper joke, though. So there you go. But yeah, and I'm watching the movie at home. I'm like a screener of it. I watched it at home, and I'm like, is that Dean Stockwell? And why not give him a line? So anyway. All right, we have to break here. Hi. Welcome back, Dan, from an extended break.
Thank you.
And welcome back, Esmeralda, from one morning.
Thanks.
All right. Tim McCormick is going to join us to talk about SOS Children's Villages, Illinois. After 2:30 and after 3 o'clock, Danny Kaye's daughter, is going to join us to talk about the new video release of Danny Kaye's show. We'll take a quick break right here on 720 WGN, and we will come back with more. Yeah, man. Hi. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio here till 5 a.m. Coming up after 2:30, we're going to talk with Tim McCormick, who is the CEO of a great foster care system and group called SOS Children's Villages Illinois. Really great story, and we're going to talk to Tim about that. And then Danny Kaye's daughter, Dina Kaye, is going to join us to talk about the DVD set about Danny Kaye's called Danny Kaye Legends. That's all coming up. Yeah, on Whitesnake Wednesday, man, yeah. So when I was talking yesterday morning when Roger was here and when Dan Long was here, I mentioned that you guys would be back, like Esmeralda would be back, and Dan would finally be back after a long absence, and we would all be back to celebrate Whitesnake Wednesday. And Dan Long says, "Wow, Whitesnake Wednesday. Is there really enough of a catalog to celebrate Whitesnake Wednesday?" And then I, of course, said, "Well, yeah, but we really don't really celebrate the catalog of Whitesnake Wednesday on Whitesnake Wednesday." It's just sort of, you know, yeah, Whitesnake Wednesday. But I think Dan was like, he was intrigued. Dan Long was intrigued. He's like, really? You celebrate the entire catalog of Whitesnake? And I was like, no, we really don't. I happen to think the first four albums are great, but no, we don't. It's not like we spend all of Whitesnake Wednesday celebrating Whitesnake.
That would be so exhausting.
Yeah.
Yes, having to come up with Whitesnake related news
every week for 3 hours.
Oh man.
For 3 hours. We'd have to do that 3 hours a week.
We would have on the lead singer all the time.
And I'm sure he's available.
He probably is. We'd get sick of him, I feel.
Yeah. It was funny. Actually, Dan Long brought this up on the show yesterday. He said that, you know, because we were talking about that album, that 1987 album that came out where they became the Hair Band and all that other stuff. We talked about this before where, like, they kind of abandoned their very cool sort of hard rock blues roots and then kind of ripped off Zeppelin. And at one point, and Dan brought this up yesterday, Dan Long brought it up, said that at one point Robert Plant was referring would refer to David Coverdale as David Coverband. Which I love.
Good one.
Whitesnake Wednesday tidbit.
Well, I kind of feel bad coming back on Whitesnake Wednesday because Dan Long knows much more about Whitesnake history than I do.
Yeah, maybe he had a whole plan. He had a whole show like set up.
Yeah. He was like, man, why couldn't I be here on a Wednesday instead of Two for Tuesday? Anybody can do Two for Tuesday. Dan Long, now that we're announcing that Dan Long is the president of the Whitesnake fan club, if he's listening right now, he's probably going, shut up, Nick. Well, he's probably doing that anyway. That's just a common response to listening to this show.
All your former producers just shoot up in the middle of the night.
Oh, man. All right, so check this out. I'm a very happy film reviewer / film goer / film fan. You know, we're getting towards the end of the year, and the Critics Awards and the Society and Association Film Awards are going to be released leading all the way up to February 28th when the Oscar ceremony will be underway. And a lot of these awards associations and stuff, sometimes you can handicap what the Oscars are going to be like. All right. First one out of the gate every year is the National Board of Review. And, you know, they sometimes pick winners, sometimes they don't. But I can't even explain to you how happy I am that this, what their choice was. So yesterday, the National Board of Review chose Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Damn, Skippy, as the best film of the year. You know, they got it right. They got it right. The action-adventure movie Mad Max Fury Road was named Best Film of 2015 by the National Board of Review. It's a surprise choice by the New York-based body, and it traditionally kicks off the Hollywood Awards season. The space drama The Martian won a Best Actor Award for Matt Damon and Best Director for Ridley Scott, and it was also named as one of the top 9 films of the year. How do you name Mad Max Fury Road a Best Picture and not give it to George Miller? How the hell... Huh?
What a lovely day!
That's exactly right. Oscar hopefuls that were left empty-handed by the Board of Review include Brooklyn, Joy, and Steve Jobs.
What a lovely day!
Instead, the 100-year-old organization, which comprises academics, filmmakers, students, and professionals, chose popular fare like the boxing movie Creed, rap music film Straight Outta Compton, and the psychological thriller Room.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
This year's winner, Mad Max Fury Road, was...
Lovely day!
...was directed by Australian... I'm not doing that, by the way. I just want to let the listeners know that that's Dan.
I just want to thank the YouTube user who put a 10-minute video together of just that 5 seconds.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day! Oh, what a day! What a lovely day! Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Why? Could you imagine watching that for 10 minutes? I mean, I don't even think I could watch it for 10 minutes.
It's a lie.
Well, all right, it is. It was directed by Australian George Miller, starred Charlize Theron, ooh, as the rebel leader in a post-apocalyptic future. Wait a minute, no mention of Tom Hardy? Dan, have you framed and hung your Tom Hardy photo in it?
I just hold it close to me.
You hold it close to you, yeah. For Dan's birthday, I got him an autographed Tom Hardy 8x10. It's made $376 million worldwide, but it doesn't seem like a likely contender for major awards like the Golden Globes or the Oscars. The Board of Review history has awarded top honors to film that are out of mainstream. Last year, it picked the independent drama A Most Violent Year as Best Film of 2014. So Mad Max Fury Road, baby, on its way to win Best Picture at the Academy Awards. Okay, we'll break. We got the news coming up next, and then we'll talk with Tim McCormick from SOS Children's Villages, Illinois.